I think we've got a big win for not just Blinn College, but for our entire community, as Saturday the Board of Directors for the National Junior College Athletic Association approved our bid for a bowl game here for the football finals, and we'll begin our first one this December 2012.
So this will be for the national championship?
Well, that won't be decided until November. We've certainly made our interest known in the national championship. It will be a bowl game, but we'll know for sure in November whether we'll be hosting the national championship or not.
Now, this has been a process that's taken a few months. Let's recap about the process that led the delegation to Colorado, where the NJCAA is located, and how did the presentation go?
Sure. We started this, all started with a conversation I had with the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board Chair, Hunter Goodwin, several months ago. In fact, last summer, we talked about the lack of foot traffic in the community in December, and we were just kind of brainstorming what kinds of things could we do. And he said to me, Ted, have you guys ever thought about a junior college football bowl game? And that kind of gave birth to the conversation and started to ask around, and there was a lot of enthusiasm, not just here at Blinn, but in the community as well. And so we put a small working group together, some Blinn folks and Convention and Visitors Bureau folks, staff, and came up with this idea and plan. And in December, we made a presentation to the College Station City Council. You know, they approved the HOT hotel occupancy tax funds, and so they agreed to give us our foundation funding of $25,000. Also been working closely with Texas A&M folks, as we'll play in Kyle Field. That's our venue for the game. And so the next step was to forward a proposal to National Junior College Athletic Association. We did that at the end of December, and they invited us to come and do a presentation at their annual conference, which was last week. So it was myself, Dick Spees, the Blinn College Athletic Director, and Dominique Powell from the Convention Visitors Bureau and the Sports Foundation. And the three of us went, did a presentation. There was a panel of eight folks from NJCA that listened, and an audience of probably another 25, and so they were quite intrigued by the opportunity to bring another bowl game to Texas. There's currently one here called the Hot Bowl, played over in Copper's Cove, and perhaps more intriguing was the venue itself, and we all know that Kyle Field has been ranked very high in Sports Illustrated and other publications as a sports venue of choice for college athletics. And so we still remain quite excited about it today. And, you know, there's no question Blinn College has had a football team. And as you recall, Bill, 2009, we were the national champions. We certainly hope that Blinn is eligible to play in the bowl game, but it's not designed for Blinn College's football team. It's designed to bring in two of the top teams from across our region or really anywhere in the country.
Kyle Field will be the only Division I stadium for NJCAA bowl game?
As far as I know, I don't know all of the venues, but we're the ninth bowl game that's been approved by NJCAA. There's eight others, and I don't believe that any of them are in a Division I facility like Kyle Field. So, yes, we'd be the one.
Recap what you recall from the presentation and the comments and the questions that came from the NJCAA.
The presentation was very similar to the presentation we did for the city of College Station, and we gave an overview of the bowl game itself and the attendance that we estimated to be nationally. They averaged 3,000 to 5,000 people. I think we'll get more than that given the venue, and then a little bit about the budget. And so they had questions about the criteria we would use for teams to qualify to be invited to the bowl game. And of course, we're going to meet the middle of this month and really decide the bowl committees and the right people to get involved in kind of making those decisions. They had a couple questions about lodging, but as you know, Bill, we house, you know, 80-some thousand football fans here in the fall anyway on any given weekend. And so I think they were very comfortable with that. They were, of course, wondering about transportation in and out, but, you know, we've got air service as well as a good proximity to Houston and Austin and Dallas. And so they were quite comfortable with that. And then there was no question about Blinn's reputation in the world of collegiate athletics. And because of the Convention Visitors Bureau's commitment to 25,000, there really was no question about the commitment that the community had to this event. And they kind of reiterated that in the little discussion they had while we were in the room.
And continuing the theme as far as the financial support, I know that the organizers have been beating the bushes for support outside of what's already been collected, and obviously getting this news will help accelerate that process.
Absolutely. What we're going to do week after next is kind of name a fundraising committee and a bowl committee to kind of provide oversight. And so our notion is we'll set this up like a 501c3, like other bowl games. And so any donation that comes in is qualifies for a tax write-off. And then any dollars that we collect beyond the budget, we're going to put towards student scholarships for students in the Brazos Valley. And so that's what's kind of exciting. I think people, you know, Bill, Texas is a football state. And the people that we've talked to as far as potential sponsors have all been interested, not just because it's football, but perhaps more importantly, because as we've said from the beginning, this is an event that people can get behind in this community and really support what we're trying to do, not just because it's a low traffic time in terms of visitors, but because this is part of what we value about being in Brazos Valley, is the exciting things that we can do and the advantage that we have by having a land-grant university and what I biasly consider a strong community college.
Any other observations that the listeners would be interested in?
I think the only other observation, Bill, is that this Blinn College, and I believe, as do many, many other here from our board chair on down, that our role isn't simply to prepare students to transfer to Texas A&M or other four-year schools. And our role is not simply to maintain a quality workforce in terms of what we do with job training, but our role is to look at the community needs and how we can work to fill them. And if it's something like helping to bring more visitors to town during what's otherwise a slow season, we're glad this fits right in with the mission of a comprehensive community college. And I'll tell you what, nothing makes me prouder than to stand in front of a group like I did last week and brag about Brazos Valley, because as you know, Bill, this is a great place and we get a lot of support at Blinn College and we appreciate that.
You mentioned the reference to a couple of committees being formed. Are there opportunities for listeners to get involved in committee work to help put this on?
I think if anybody wanted to get involved, they could certainly contact us here at Blinn College, or they could contact Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. But we will be happy to get anybody involved that would like to be. We're going to need a lot of volunteers, certainly the weekend of the event, and others that are interested in being part of that bowl game. And so if they want to contact Brandon Webb here at Blinn College or Shannon, we'll be happy to work with anybody that's as excited about it as we are.